How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb, talking about how fast we're moving cattle through the pipeline in just a moment. Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 17th from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time, featuring 6,450 yearling steers, 6,350 weaned calves, and more. For information, go to the website SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Oklahoma Wind Power has poured $20 billion into the state to make us number two in the nation in wind energy, while serving as the number one taxpayer in many counties. Wind Power directly supports school districts with much-needed funding, taking many off the state aid list, grows jobs that are here to stay, and gives money back to ranchers to benefit our land. Oklahoma is finally a leader. Please call your legislator today and ask them to keep wind working for Oklahoma. Visit OKWindPower.com.
2017 turned out to be a remarkably good year for the beef cattle business, and a lot of it had to do with how aggressively we marketed our cattle throughout the year. We continually pulled cattle ahead and kept our marketing weights under control in 2017. What about 2018? Well, it looks like right now that we're not doing quite as good a job as we did a year ago, but still, our marketing weights, according to Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center, have continued to be held pretty well under control.
Well, they probably declined just a little bit more than seasonally compared to where we started this calendar year. That shows us that we've continued not quite as aggressively as last year, but the marketplace is pulling animals through the system. And so this decline in dressed weights, we're essentially down at the prior five-year average. The long-term trend in dressed weights has been higher and higher and higher for decades. You know, now we're going to have 2 years in a row where we do not have, it looks like, the normal year-over-year increase. We'll have an increase this year, but it may not be as much as normal. So we're very current in the feedlots. This is important as we head into this time of year, especially as we get closer to June, and we have these larger cattle supplies ahead. So not quite as much pulling through of animals through the marketplace, which is a good thing as last year, but still very aggressive. Packers have been pulling these animals through, and that has kept these dressed weights very much in check and probably more than anticipated.
So, Jim, I guess that really helps set us up for these bigger cattle numbers ahead.
You know, improved footing compared to what we expected. We still see lower seasonal prices into the summer months. You know, the weight profile is a key to how cattle prices will behave on the fed cattle side for the next 2 to 3 months.
And it does appear that USDA is recognizing that we're keeping weights under control of these carcasses because of the revised numbers from this last week's WASDE report.
USDA made some significant revisions, lower in terms of beef production for 2018. The second quarter of this year that we're well into, they lowered beef output. Third quarter compared to their prior projections, and their second quarter was probably large, but they even lowered their summer quarter beef output. I think this, and we don't know what they're doing behind the scenes, but it appears to us that this is very much a reflection of the weight profile. USDA has probably overestimated these cattle weights. I think a lot of us have tended to be higher than they've come in lately, and really reflecting that. And then also a little bit stronger prices than anticipated in recent weeks. So USDA made a significant lowering of 2018 beef production, which I think represents what some other market analysts think, but it was a bit of a surprise.
And in that WASDE report, we also got a first look at what USDA is thinking for the year 2019.
As we look ahead to 2019, they expect, kind of building on that lower 2018 base, about the same rate of growth that most of us anticipated. So there's larger supplies of beef ahead. I think all of us agree on that. There's still a larger calf crop here in 2018 versus 2017. We're still cyclically building the size of the calf crops. But the weight profile, I think, is behind some of this adjustment by USDA, especially for 2018.
So, Jim, what does this mean for cattle prices, you think, for 2019?
Well, cattle prices for 19, this is the supply side only. If we kind of hold demand constant, we would say that we have larger supplies. Exports are growing better than anticipated year over year. We have a little bit of a pinchment for lower cattle prices in 2019. But the demand side will be the driver. And the demand side, if we don't have international trade issues, looks very positive. So we could have slightly lower fed cattle prices in 2019, But I would say at this point in time, we have some likelihood, maybe not great yet, of a calf market that is year-to-year stronger. So, you know, we are turning the point of building beef supplies dramatically year-over-year. And in 2019, we continue that moderation pattern. And then we're all going to be looking at demand, domestic and foreign, to be the major price driver in 2019 again.
LMIC's Jim Robb. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.